Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Creating Powerful Impact. I'm your host, Shay Wheat, founder of Grace and Ease Productions, where we support entrepreneurs just like you with event-based marketing and sales strategies, allowing you to build your authority, your credibility, and your visibility in your industry. Today, I'm excited to introduce you to our guest. We've played on a number of different stages together, and now I have the honor of interviewing her on the podcast. And in a world of all the catchy sound bites, there are very few mentors out there that are focusing on helping business owners build the business foundations for scalable success. I'm seeing it all over the place. So that's why we're bringing it to you. And honestly, business growth can be elegantly simple, just not effortless. Okay. Now, what got you to six figures is not sustainable to get you to scale to seven figures. And you really need business skills, not just all the hustle. So today we have Christine Campbell-Rapien, who is a business mentor, consultant, and owner of Clear Acceleration, Inc. She has, I love about her, this no-nonsense approach to helping business owners achieve consistent client growth by improving client conversion rates. It's all about the numbers, peeps. She's helping creative service-based business owners and consultants to seek out really how to create that consistently profitable business by implementing effective marketing and business strategies so that they can scale successfully. Please help me welcome Christine to the Creating Powerful Impact stage. How are you, dear?
I am fabulous. And you're speaking my love language. I'm excited.
I love it because it's like, we see it. We work with multiple six, seven, sometimes eight figure business owners. What got them to those seven figures and beyond is not what got them there in the six figure mark. And the things they have to implement, the team they have to implement, the skill sets they have to grow and develop are different. It's like a whole nother money mountain, essentially, they have to climb. Mm-hmm. And so really, I'm excited to kind of dive in, and I want to hear your input on what are the areas that really support business owners to develop the skills and the capabilities and the confidence in doing that.
You know, it comes back to a really, really simple question. And, you know, I am about elegant simplicity because it is what scales. I will tell you, complexity does not scale. And it starts with this really fundamental question of who are you? What do you stand for? And really getting that clear. And I think as you do evolve through different levels of success, this changes. And the reason you stall is because you end up in this weird new group where you're in the place of enlightenment. It's awesome. It feels comfortable. Your peers, you're all running at the same place, but you start to look and sound like everybody else. And guess what? That is not where your buyer is. And so then you start to have this stagnation, and then you start to just hustle and add complexity or throw money at things and said, you have missed the foundations. It is time to revisit and actually really go to the deep end, because that is really where your clients are. The superficial sizzle will not be enough of an engine to get you there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's true. What would you say the mistakes are that you're starting to see business owners make when they're trying to scale past that past that six figure mark?
The first thing that people really lose sight of, which is sort of ironic, is actually the buyer. I actually think people start to lose sight of the buyer, because when you've already had momentum, you sort of start to, I would say, get lazy or take it for granted that the buyers will keep coming. But the way your business is evolving, so is the mindset, the pocketbook of the buyer. And I think one of the biggest mistakes we make is we start to think we know, but we start and stop looking to do the research. And I said, without an engine and being really clear who is the buyer you're looking for, not just who's the audience that you want around you, you really will struggle with the economics of your business. Because a lot of people in the space talk about visibility. Do the following things to get visible. And I'm not saying that visibility isn't a given. You need to do that. But to get the business to scale, to get volume and value creation, you need to have a really good heartbeat of that buyer and recognize that buyers are the ones who exchange money in your business. So we get really caught and suddenly they're like, I think I should outsource this, or it's somebody else in the sales org's fault that we're not getting there. And I said, do you know who your buyer is? When's the last time you talked to them, really understood their choices in the marketplace and see you as the must hire? And they go, and they usually answer that question, but they sound exactly like everybody else.
Yeah.
We're lost in the sea of sameness.
It's true. Like, you know, if we look at where we were 2 years ago, 3 years ago, totally different market to when we were in it a year ago, 2 years ago, to where we are now, it's different. It has changed. We will never go back to 3-4 years ago. We will never go back to 2 years ago where we are now, and the dynamics of the world is different. And so I love that you're saying you essentially have to be constantly doing market research and checking in with your client and what is it that they actually need. I mean, we've seen it in the event space where we would do in-person events, which then converted into virtual events, which converted into hybrid, which converted into like, what are we doing now? The length of our events have changed. Mm-hmm. So we're constantly adapting to what's happening in the space and listening to the marketplace. And so you're saying the biggest thing is they're not listening.
They're not listening because they're assuming it hasn't moved. And they're also making the assumption that everybody is a buyer and that the buyer's experience is the same as what it was. And it's not. I made a really fundamental change in my business this year where I made the decision. Everyone was shocked, thought I was losing my mind, and said, I'm going to remove all of my group programs. They will be back in 24 in a different, totally reimagined way. And they're like, you're crazy. We scale by group. We scale by volume. And I said, I don't believe that's what the market wants. Too many people feel like they've been left behind. And we're talking high ticket clients, clients that are really actually wanting to do the work, but they need a hand. And getting lost in a group was not helping anybody. And as a result, they got jaded. They slowed down their speed to purchase. They started to say, you sound like everybody else, and I don't have the bandwidth anymore to play the game. So I said, I'm going to drop them all. And I'm going to go only back into one-to-one. And everyone really thought I was losing my mind. And I said, I'm going to prove a point because I'm not going to leave anybody behind. I'm going to help these people accelerate their business and give them both skills, mentorship, and capability. So they have the confidence to constantly iterate, because that's the number one goal I look for the result with my clients, is the ability to think critically so you can be successful long-term. So you can scale in multiple iterations. And interestingly enough, best year of my business ever. I said, it doesn't require just taking the old formula if the old formula isn't working. And remember, that buyer group is only 3%. It's really small, but they're the ones who are spending. So if you want money in your pocket, the longer you stay disconnected or the more you think you don't constantly need to connect, I think it costs you more than you can afford.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So would you say like that's probably one of the biggest things right now to build an audience of buyers is doing the market research, changing, don't being afraid of changing and scrapping what may not necessarily be working for your industry right now?
100%, because you need to go in the deep end and deeper than you think. I always tell my clients, wherever you think that safe line is, go 10% past it. And truthfully, because the marketing world, we grew up in the bro culture, got really pervasive, very fear-based. That is not who we are right now in time and place. We don't respond to it. Our goal of marketing at 50,000 feet to attract a buyer and to move them from curiosity to paid client is simple. We have to create movement. But when you come at this from a criticizing or judgmental or tough love perspective, two things are happening. Zero, create movement. The first is, I don't see myself in your storyline. And so you're in convincing mode. And I don't care what price point you sell me. I have to be convinced. And that's not a buyer. And that's not good energy. And that's not your person who will get the result. So be careful there. Or they do get it. And they go, yeah, that is me. But they feel shamed, judged, and criticized. And so why would they want to open their wallet? And I think that we need to reshift. And we see, you know, connection is the biggest currency. conversation is the fastest path to cash. And these are catchisms for sure, but they're absolutely elegantly truthful. So I think the big challenge is you want to rethink what your purpose was, who you want to serve, and get really clear that it is not enough to describe. You need to embody, sit, connect, and invite the buyer to move.
That's good. Say that again.
I can't.
You're like, that was in the moment. Okay. Everybody rewind and listen to that part again. Yeah, no, that was definitely like a mic drop moment. It landed for sure with me. Now, and you talked a little bit about the elegantly simple. Mm-hmm. You have it behind you. Mm-hmm. What exactly does that mean?
So I think right now in the world, we've gotten really complicated. We've sort of bought into the belief that we need complication, funnels, automation, all those things. And I just disagree fundamentally. I always tell people, you need to go back to the 80-20 principle. Because when you're trying to scale, a lot of the instinct is to just throw more at it. And it just adds more spin, more complexity, more shiny objects get attractive. And I said, you can amplify once you've got your message. But too often what I see right now, the answer to scale is spend. It's not until the message is right. And you're missing the first piece, which is get the message right, buy the research, talking to the buyer, and then amplify. So I think it comes prematurely. So when I talk to people, I say, if you are going to grow, I want you to think about the 20% of what you do that creates the movement that starts the conversation and the journey. Mm-hmm. And I want you to stop everything else, get out of the overwhelm, pick your lane and master it, because you need to go back, even if you've had skills and success in that lane before, and saying, is it succeeding right now? Mm-hmm. The moment you do that, you take the stress off the table. You typically also take a lot less money off the table, and you can iterate more quickly because you have a very focused effort. And when it starts to run, and when you feel the certainty grow, and you see conversion rates start to rebounce, then I want you to throw some gasoline on it if you want to scale. But yeah. Don't light the match too early.
Oh, so good. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of people in this realm that are wanting to scale and go seven figures, just go, I don't want to be a part of it anymore. I want the AI to handle it. I want the ads to handle it. I just want to throw the money at it and, you know, I'm kind of done. Like, I hustled to get here. It's supposed to be easy and I should just coast now and just duplicate what I've done.
I'm saying, don't you love your business? Because that doesn't sound like love to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's okay. And I do think that there is, particularly in the seven figure mark, I was chatting with this with a peer who I'm working with, and she's in that exact space. I said, who are you serving? There is this real need. It's a tipping point to either light it up and we're in so much growth, we have to manage capacity, or I want to take a match and drop it and blow it all up. And it's really that extreme.
Yeah.
And I said to people, never forget, this is so important to never forget. This is your business. If it no longer feels like oxygen and it feels like it's suffocating you, then take the leadership moment, which says, I need to rethink what I want out of this. I need to rethink my role in this. And I need to rethink the business model I've created. And guess what? It is your business. So you can change the game anytime you like. And I'd suggest soon, because breathing shouldn't be optional.
And have fun with it. Like, yeah. Test it. I've got clients that are going, oh, let's test a 1 day. Let's test a 4-hour event. Let's test a 3-day. Let's change the amount of time that they're with us. Let's chance the price points. I have one client that is charging weekly to be a part of their high ticket program. And it works for his audience.
Because they're constantly rebuying in.
Yeah.
And if their value is there, that's a reinforcement that I'm making movement. I love that. I would not say I love it, because it creates movement.
Yeah.
And the goal is movement. And the higher you scale, the thing is, I said, you know, it actually is actually going towards stillness. And it is about that really, really high vibration that looks still. It's not. It's just moving at a really rapid pace, but it's in control. So one of the most common questions I ask my clients when they're in really high growth, do you feel the wobble is controlling you, or are you in control of the wobble?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we're both. It's not always a consistent answer, but the goal line, and that's the critical thinking that I really work with my clients around, is I want you to say directionally, I am very clear on the vision. This does feel like oxygen. I feel in control. I'm learning, stretching, growing. It's messy. And guess what? I'm a work in progress, but the vision is compelling. It's pulling me past the convenience factor, which you can't build from convenience. You can't build because AI is convenient. You can't build because somebody else will build a funnel for you. What people really want right now, more than ever, I believe, is intimacy.
Yep.
Small spaces, real connection. And that doesn't mean that, you know, you can't scale if you create little, I would say, almost like pods, for a lack of a better word. But what they really want is intimacy. What they're done is the superficial. And they really say, I'm ready to get to work. Certainly that's the client that works with me and said, I won't leave you behind. That's just the pact we make together. We can ebb and flow in the speed, but let's play, like intentionally play and build this.
Yeah. Yeah. And have it be fun again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. Oh my gosh. Okay. So time has flown by. I know we could probably go deeper and deeper into this, but if people were interested in going, Christine, like, I want you to take a look at what I've got going on. I got a little bit of the wobble. I might need a little support. What is the best way for somebody to connect with you? And do you happen to have a gift for our audience today?
Yes, to both. I'd love you to come connect, start the conversation. So you can find me at ChristineCampbellRappin.com. That is the ecosystem. That is where you can explore, you can connect, you can learn. And I hope you'll take my invitation to come and have a conversation with me. In terms of a free gift, I'm going to give you that gift that is right where we start. It's that audience of buyers. I want you to pick your lane. So I have a free resource. It's an 11-page PDF ebook that is 25 ways right now that are working to attract and find new buyers. You've got to get out of the rooms you're in if they're stagnant and if they're in the world of enlightenment. I want you to go find the deep end, and there's some strategies to do that. But here's a really important thing when you grab that resource, which you'll find on the homepage at ChristineCampbellRappin.com. Don't do 25 things, okay? I want you to pick one, two, or at most three and master them. If you want to really scale your business, you must be the master, which means fewer things, really in the deep end, so that you own it. And so that you'd say, you know what, I like to play in that lane. And your business starts to be a lot more fun, because that is when everything starts to really get the oxygen on that buyer. And that's what I want for you. So come and connect with me.
Love it. Love it. We will have the link in the show notes. My last question for you, what is a takeaway or a memorable note you'd like to leave our audience with today?
I think when you're looking for intimacy, the best advice I can give you is go create the conversations you think need to be had. So often we are staying at the superficial level. You and I met because we create events, and I created my first event because I said the wrong conversations were happening. People were getting one piece of the puzzle, but couldn't connect the dots. I'm the connect the dot person. And I was like, the wrong conversations are happening. So my friends very wisely said, what are you doing about that? I said, I guess I'm going to have to start creating events that create the conversation. So my invitation as a takeaway is, if you want to get known for something, if you want to really make impact, you want to see your business accelerate, stand for something and create those conversations.
So good. Yes. Yes. I love it. Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us today. And I want to thank our audience for joining us on another episode of Creating Powerful Impact. I'm excited for you to take all of these lessons and these resources that you've learned here today, start implementing them, and create even more impact in your world. Until next time, have an outstanding rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening to the Creating Powerful Impact podcast. If you are a successful coach, speaker, author, or thought leader who would like to be on this program, simply visit creatingpowerfulimpact.com/guest. If you are someone who got something out of this interview, would you please do me a favor and share this episode on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your socials. Also, if you know somebody that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let them know about the show and include the hashtag Creating Powerful Impact. I love seeing all of your posts and great guest selections. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content to To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and they really mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more about us? Head on over to our website, graceandeaseproductions.com, or follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram. Just look for Grace and Ease Productions on your favorite platform. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.